Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
What happened to you?
Well, I haven't got a tattoo.
Had another injury of any kind?
No, I don't do much.
Stay
safe. I stay bundled up in pillows.
You had a day? You were a crazy kid?
Nah.
Nope. You toured New England.
You got the arm thing from Danielle kicking you, right?
Yeah.
You got leg thing from the massage.
There were no bleeding parts, though. I didn't have to put your tattoo protection over those.
All right. Aquaphor was the name of the stuff I was trying to...
Oh, yeah. I used that on my baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On what?
Diapers. Just to keep it from rashing up.
Oh. So it's like a Desitin kind of thing.
It's exactly like that. I use that or Desitin or Aquaphor. Huh. One or the other.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Beautiful day today. It's going to be nice and warm. Don't forget that on Friday, we're doing all Disney Friday. We did it last week. We're doing it again this week. We're going to get people qualified for this big grand prize trip all day from 9 to 5 every hour. And then those people, just for getting qualified, you get a 4-pack of 2-day, 1-park-per-day tickets.
Oh.
I know. So you're already going to Disneyland, and then you could win this grand prize vacation for four to the Disneyland Resort, including 2-night hotel stay, 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets. For info and a bonus chance to win, go to RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by 24 Hour Fitness. Get your results your way and download a free 3-day pass today. 24 Hour Fitness.
Look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
So, yesterday, what did you just say?
Huh?
What?
You didn't hear that.
I think I did hear that.
Really? What did you think you heard?
Did you say I have a dad bod? Because I've been severely
trimming down. Did you think I said
that to you? Yes.
Huh. Well, I didn't.
I've been trimming down. I'm coming back, baby.
What's that look all about?
What are you talking about? I didn't even say what he said. I said, girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
No, that's not. Anyway.
Oh, look at that body.
Right. You just did it again.
I said, oh, look at that body.
Billionaire Mike Bloomberg has ended his bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's endorsed Joe Biden. It looks like coming out of Super Tuesday, it's a Biden-Sanders contest. Elizabeth Warren has huddled with her campaign team to try and determine if there was a reason to stay in the race. So,
mathematically speaking, can we make this happen? Let's crunch the numbers, kids.
Be interesting to see how things are going to go from here. As
it will.
They say Sanders has won Super Tuesday's biggest prize, which is California. How much of the 415 delegates did he get? That remains to be seen. But he's the dude.
Good luck to all the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
In this Game of Thrones.
Sarah found this before it even went across the wires. It looks like the Berkeley has reported its first coronavirus patient.
Oh, somebody sent it to me on Instagram.
Oh.
And I, you know, we've been talking a lot about it because if anyone's going to be exposed in our family, it's going to be Berkeley. You know?
Oh, because he's at school.
Just tons of people there and, you know.
Going to keg parties.
Doing all the college kid things.
Is he doing all the college kid things? Does he go to keg parties?
Well, as long as they're happening Sunday through Thursday, he might be, because the other two nights he's generally at my house.
He comes home every weekend?
Pretty much. We have like all our little shows we watch, and he needs to cook his bread. And he's got a whole thing going on.
Rye bread.
We just have little family weekends. It's nice. We're lucky. We're so lucky that he, you know, A, wants to, and B, is close enough that he can. His catalytic converter got stolen.
Out of his
car? Out of his car. I know.
Out of your car,
out of my
mean?
Car, my Prius. Somebody, he goes, oh, I started the car up. It's all, like, clanking. And John's like, well, look under the car. Like, apparently this is a thing with Priuses, by the way. People take their catalytic converter because they have more precious metals in them because of the clean air thing. And they're it's like $3,000 to replace it.
Well, I could see if someone has a Prius that needs a catalytic converter stealing one, but you're saying they're turning them in for money.
I think they're just turning them in for straight money for the metals. Although they, you know, they're so expensive to replace that maybe some of them are getting sold black market just as catalytic converters.
Huh.
So he looks at it, he goes, oh, I don't really see anything. And John goes, let's get on FaceTime, slide the thing under there. And he slides it, and there's like screws and springs and little plates, and he's like, yeah, I think that's, we'll get it towed to our house. But crazy, right? I know.
So he towed it from Berkeley to your house?
Well, we have AAA, so they'll do it.
Oh my.
I know. Well, not to our house, to a garage near our house.
Right.
But yeah, it was crazy. And now coronavirus, catalytic converters and coronavirus?
Your
what's going
poor
on in Berkeley?
Old Prius.
I know. I was like, just get rid of that thing.
Between it getting the green gas at the gas station.
Oh my God. Edson put diesel in my car. It's been a few years since that happened. Things. Oh, by the way, it had an ant infestation too.
What?
Yeah, so John.
Pardon me.
John gets in the car to move it just randomly as we're shuffling. You know, you're doing the car shuffle at the house. He gets in there and he's like, oh, there's a couple ants. He reaches over, he opens up the glove box. The thing's full of ants. Like, there's an ant colony living in this car.
What do you have, a half-eaten candy bar in there or something?
He's like, well, I don't have any food in the car. Meanwhile, the car is such a sty. You know, it's a college kid's car.
Well, I don't know what college kid goes home every weekend.
Just assume that they've got junk in there. They're snacking in the car or something.
Oh,
that car is just doomed. And it has always smelled bad in that car. Always.
So this is his chance to be out all night raging and going to clubs and all the stuff. And he goes and watches shows with you guys.
Well, he's got some friends in town, too. So he, you know,
he's a
he'll
good
go
kid.
Out with them. He's a great kid. All he cares about is talking about math. And
wow.
I know.
All right. Well, the person who tested positive for coronavirus is in his... Oh, they're trying to keep this person's identity.
Oh.
In his or her mid-30s, they have a mild case and is recovering at home in Berkeley.
Jesus.
They say the individual had stayed mostly at home after returning from Italy on February 23rd, but went to see a medical pro on Monday. That professional alerted the city of Berkeley immediately about the suspected case of coronavirus, and the city was able to use a local public health lab to get test results. The results came back late Monday night.
Uh-oh.
And they say, yes, this person has coronavirus. So, whatever. It's look.
Batten down the hatches, everybody.
Don't fan the flames of fear. What? What, Berkeley?
Yeah.
Well, I know it's right there. That's okay.
Sure.
It's not coming for you.
Sorry, I had to think about it.
Well, what's this?
From Wuhan.
Okay.
There's 65 new songs about the coronavirus on Spotify, everybody. What's our coronavirus one?
Coronavirus.
Yeah, that's our favorite so far. My favorite so far. I don't know. Maybe that one was yours.
California Governor Newsom has posted that it might be a little much, the $400 price tag for a 24-pack of pocket-sized sanitizer. The Purell Advanced Hand Sanitizer is hard to find now. I was at the grocery store yesterday. I wasn't looking to stock up. I'm not in fear of my life. I'm not on the run, as some appear to be. But I did look, and there is no hand sanitizer anywhere. You can buy soap, but the stuff that you could use, the Purell, without having to add water, nowhere to be found at the Safeway near my house. Nowhere. And $400 price tag?
Jesus.
It's a bit much. Is this guy gouging much?
much. John bought a bunch of stuff last week, of that kind of stuff. Maybe I'm going to make some money this week on eBay.
Don't do it.
I won't.
A new survey asked parents what kind of rules they need to set up to keep their kids safe in our modern world. Now, when I was a kid, there were certain things that my mom would, you know, you had the don't run with scissors was a biggie.
That's a good one. That one's solid.
My mom's biggest one was you do not cross Culver. That was the big street near my house. I could go all through our neighborhood in the colony. I could go across Walnut, but I could not cross Culver. Don't do it.
Was that like three lanes each direction?
Yeah, I mean, it was, like two lanes, but it was the big street. It was the big, busy street, the right. one that she didn't want me going anywhere near. And once you crossed that, then you had access to everything.
Right. She needed you to stay in your little world, the colony.
Right. Now things are much different as kids are online and their lives are worldwide before they're even in kindergarten. Don't talk or message with people you don't know is one of the notes that people are saying. This is, you got to pound this into your kids. Never
and if
type.
If you do, don't tell them anything real about yourself.
Never type anything in a text message you wouldn't want your parents to read.
Mm.
Telling that to your kids?
Well, it's been a long time since I checked their phones. It does feel like they're over 18 and they got their own lives going on. But when they were kids, I would say, I'm going to look at your Facebook. I'm going to look at your phone. I'm going to, anytime I want it, you have to give it to me unlocked. And I never really took it, but the threat was there. I pay for that, you know.
Well, sure.
And I need you to be an upstanding member of society. That's all I'm looking to do is build people who will contribute to society and not be a problem for society.
Well, and they don't appear, either of them appear to be sexually supercharged either, so.
If they are, they're hiding it from me. I have to assume that that part is super private.
From a very young man, I was completely on fire.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would have been in so much trouble if phones had been around.
Mm.
But well, I'm sure you hid it from your mom, you know, as the best you could.
You weren't humping your mom's leg. I mean, you know.
No, and I did hide. But, you know, did I hide it? I was stealing my dad's Playboys. I was also disappearing the baby lotion that was, you know, she'd be like, darn it if I don't.
Mom's mind tries not to go there.
I guess.
I don't know. Always knocked on the door. I never walked in.
There's this pink lotion that I was disappearing from the general
area. Baby
areas.
Magic, I think it's called.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Maybe.
The pink one, Baby Magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Top. Yep. That's stuff.
That's great to know.
What's great to know?
Just nothing. I don't.
Where your lotion went, you mean?
No. I don't use a lot of lotion, so I didn't notice any yawn. They had to be creative. I noticed the long showers, though, I'll tell you that.
My
right
so-called
now.
Man area smelled like that pink stuff.
So-called?
Smelled
so
like
calling it that.
Baby lotion.
Yeah. God, you smell fresh as a daisy.
Don't enter your email on a website without asking permission first. These are the new modern safety rules that parents have to pound into their kids in order to keep them safe. Don't let anyone follow you on social media you don't know. Don't accept invites on Xbox from people you don't know.
Oh.
Never call 911 as a joke.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Ask for permission before you make in-app or in-game purchases.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't come across
sometimes
any
sometimes they don't
of
even
stuff.
Know they're doing it, and it's hooked up to your account. Double-click to get this. I get the bill. I'm like, what? I had a long talk about that before, years ago.
The top of the list here is never text or send other people pictures of your body parts. Mm.
Especially ones that have your face in them.
Oh, you've had that conversation with them?
Sure. Well, I mean, I didn't really know about sexting until like 10 years ago. Like, I mean, it makes perfect sense. Now I'm like, oh, this is what phones are for. I see why, you know, porn drives technology. But, you know, your kids are getting to an age, you give them the phone and you have to say, like, you are going to be stuck with all the things you do. Like, we're not stuck with the things we did when we were kids. Like, and you guys are the last generation of that. You know, the AP team in there. Like, they grew up to a certain age without any smartphones. I mean, Brandon still uses a flip phone, for God's sake. So they don't have to worry as much about the dumb stuff they did as a kid. And we don't have to, but our kids will have to. Like, all, I'm sure they could dig up anything they wanted to. All your first Facebook posts or first Instagram stuff. Twitter. Oh, God forbid Twitter. Never be on Twitter, everybody.
Well,
just,
or
nothing
just
but trouble.
Don't, you know, try not to be a racist. How about that?
Okay. And don't drunk tweet.
Right. Here's a neat article. So the other day I saw this and I thought of you. It was on TV as I was flipping through the guide. It was the Susie Orman's retirement tips. And I went, oh my God, that's Sarah's lady. The nine, yeah. The
Steps
book is
to financial freedom.
Well, she apparently has a TV version of it. And yeah. I didn't watch it because I started and I ended up on Harry Potter somehow again for the millionth time. I love it.
Yeah.
So I worked good. My way back through all 8 movies while I was sick.
You went through all 8 again?
Yeah.
You just watched them last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. And then I went back through them again. Huh. Yes.
Additional thoughts?
It's better than I even thought the first time.
You're going to have to take your kid to that. Is it Universal that has the
wherever
the
it is,
Potter
I'm going.
Thing? Yeah, Hollywood yeah. and Orlando.
Forget her. She can't watch. Those are too scary for her anyway.
No, I'm saying you bring her. I'm sure there's something for her there. But for you. You get to go to Hogwarts, for God's sake.
I know. Oh, I'm into it. Anyway, this article is about a 38-year-old retiree telling you 7 things to stop doing if you want to retire early.
38 years old.
38-year-old. Stop eating out.
Yeah. Expensive.
We waste a ton of money on dining out. It's nice to get out of the house and have someone else cook for you, but the experience isn't cheap. On average, people spend about $1,000 a month eating out, if not more.
Restaurants are like, shut up.
Well, I'm just, this is
no,
what this guy
totally
says.
No, it's true. And a lot of people now doing the DoorDash, they've made it really easy for you to order pre-made stuff from restaurants, and it's not good for you, A, and B, it's incredibly expensive.
Apple, Google, and Samsung they have a lot invested in these phone upgrades. This guy's saying don't fall for it. It's hard to ignore the hype. Every time there's a new smartphone, you feel like you need to have the latest, greatest. But the truth is the leaps in technology are tiny now compared to the early phones. There were actual
BlackBerry
leaps.
To smartphone.
Right.
Was a big thing.
In most cases, it does not make sense to upgrade if your current phone is working fine.
Yeah.
These are tips to early retirement from some dude who did it. Stop eating out so much. Don't fall for the phone upgrades. Clothing and apparel. The average American spends almost $2,000 a year on updating their clothing, and often everything you've got is just fine.
Right. Take care of the things that you do have. Buy quality things and take care of them.
I fall for that stuff sometimes, though. I really do.
Well, it's nice to freshen up your wardrobe.
Well, I don't even know what would be the point. Where do I go? But I definitely look at something and go, oh, if I get that in the mix, I am going to be something.
I might win best dressed at the station.
Wait till Jane sees me in this.
Jane, who couldn't even look at it. She couldn't even find it. She was just like staring at Sting yesterday.
Well,
I tried to catch her eye like 3 times. She's all, Sting.
Well, you were the same way.
Well, everyone was, clearly.
Well,
but
I was
looking around trying to make eye contact with other people. Like, hey, how cool is it that Sting's here? No, can't. Nobody. Everyone's looking at him.
So these are some of the tips. Oh, God, I'm running out of time. All right. Here's why here's what you should do if you want to retire early. Stop eating out so much. Don't fall for the phone upgrades. Your clothing and apparel's fine. Stop spending $2,000 or more a month. I'm sure there's some lady a year, and I'm sure there's some lady out there like, I spent that on a pair of shoes. A pair or a purse. Lottery tickets. They say you can't win if you don't play, but you're wasting your money, they say. Extended warranties is big business, but this guy's saying don't fall for it. You don't need to pay all that extra money. Number 6 on the list is cable TV.
Don't need it anymore.
I do. I love the entertainment I've got. I do.
Well, if you're looking for ways to cut costs, though, I mean, so you subscribe to Netflix. You know?
When you have kids, I don't mean to say it sound down on it because I do like it, but there's a boredom factor to that. Like, I'm stuck. There's nothing to do, dude, especially now that my kid's diet is as strict as it is. Mm. We're trapped. I need cable. Sorry, bub. I'm keeping it. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
The early days of kids stuff, that's boring. Once they're older and you can take them places, that's different.
Have meaningful conversations.
Oh. And impulse purchases. Get control of your in-the-moment purchases.
It's hard for me.
That's a tip from a dude who retired at 38.
Well, thank you, Mr. 38-year-old whiz kid.
Pretty good. I'll read the text after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.